Goku thrust!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast currently high on bath salts. My name is Matt, and I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
That reminds me of one of my friends.
Is that why all the zombies are coming back?
Yeah, it's bath salts, man. We got a story about that in news.
Do they take a bath and then get really high?
No, that's the name for this designer drug that really... It's supposed to have all these good things, but I haven't heard a single good thing about it. I've heard people like getting infections and having limbs cut off and...
You know,
going into rage, you know.
It's sort of like that super meth in Russia or whatever it is.
Super meth?
Yeah, it's like some sort of highly potent, really nice meth that kills you quicker.
They have super vodka.
But it's a better high.
They have super vodka in Russia. Speaking of vodka, Andy, how was your Friday night?
Full of not fun at the end.
I think that'd be your Saturday morning.
Yeah, my Saturday morning sucked.
My Saturday morning wasn't good, but it got better.
I was just eating cereal, still like spinning. No. Spinning, and I'm like, I think I'm still fucking drunk.
Only you know me, Captain Crunch.
Only you know what
I've been
through.
Dude, it was the off-brand Captain Crunch.
Colossal
Admiral
Crisp.
Crunch.
Admiral Crisp.
I think it's like Colossal Crunch, actually.
Colossal Crunch. I'm trying to think
Colossal
of
Colossal Berry Crunch, yeah. That's what I eat. Oh. That's actually what I had this morning.
The Hy-Vee brand?
Malto meal.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
It's not just Hy-Vee. Anyway, off of cereals, because that's fucking hilarious.
We like to think that we're the better part of your
Skylar
breakfast.
Skylar gave me a Target dog.
Yeah. So what happened was, my Friday,
I remember the Target dog now.
I went to my gay friend's Easter egg hunt.
Andy.
In the middle of June. Which was great. And that's where I won a prize, which was that Target dog and a Power Rangers DVD.
Huh.
And you got the power, or you got the dog.
Son of a bitch. Season Power Rangers?
It was like Power Rangers Turbo.
Oh,
yeah.
That's decent.
It wasn't Mighty Morphin. Yeah. I think it's like the third...
Yeah, Mighty Morphin or bust.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Turbo's not bad. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it, but if it was on.
Apparently the new ones, like the newest ones can turn into any of the Power Rangers from the previous series.
Yeah. Oh, now we're just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they're running out of ideas. Yeah. They're just like, well, these were good.
It's like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Every main storyline, they like were the most powerful they could ever be, and then the next storyline, they're like, well, guess what? We found another thing.
Your hair gets even longer.
You turn into, now you're more yellow, more, and now you got black hair.
Your pubes start sticking out of your pants at like Super Saiyan 5.
It's like Porcupine, you see the needles of your pubes.
Goku thrust!
That should be the name of this one.
Goku thrust.
Raw! But I got a new job this week. I'm working at Bucky's gas station.
Which one?
The one off of 160th and West Center. So right near 156.
I drive by there every morning.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, yeah.
I touch
but
myself.
Then I park.
You drive to there.
I drive by there.
I touch myself in that parking lot.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? That's like that intersection right there is like the three-hit combo intersection. Skylar works there. I drive by there and Andy touches himself there. Perfect.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
I found out this week that I'm going to be doing, I just started last week on Wednesday, and then this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm doing an 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift.
Oh, yikes.
I'm training on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's all me.
Oh, man. Working by yourself is fun. I do it all the time.
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
No, I do. I do it all the time, and it's fun. It sucks sometimes, but it's usually fun.
It was kind of weird because on Tuesday they called me up and they're like, hey, Skylar, you still looking for a job at Bucky's? Yeah, cool. Come in at 9 tomorrow. Wear khakis. Okay.
Sweet.
And then I came in, and they had me working a 9-hour shift.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, whoa, could have given me a heads up. Might have had dinner plans. Jesus.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, I work 10 hours tomorrow, but I've known for a week I'm going to do that. That would have sucked to just walk in. Hey, guys, I'm here. Am I going to do some training, you know, half a day? 9 hours.
9 to 6.
All right.
Pop a squat. And then, like, on to, like this upcoming week, I'm only working on Tuesday, which is going to be 11 to 7 p.m. 11 in the morning.
I'm going to come and see you on Friday or Saturday.
Okay. Just come in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like, I'm going to come in at, like, 3 or 4 a.m.
That'll be good. We'll listen to Josh. Is he still DJing? No, he's not doing it at night. What am I thinking?
No, yeah, he has been doing it at night for a while. He's we can hear him at like 5 or when is the morning fiesta?
It's 6.
6? Yeah. You hear him at like 6.
See, my radio antenna is broken on my car, so I can't pick it up unless I'm like in west Omaha.
Unless I'm like on the tower.
Yeah.
In west Omaha.
Like,
how are you
Douglas,
getting? How are you getting the, you mean east? Because they're east of us.
You mean west east Omaha?
I can't be around anything tall, so...
Oh, okay, so...
Pretty much, like, right by the county line.
If you go out in the flatlands back there, you won't have any disruption. Okay, I understand.
But, yeah, so I'm working overnight shifts at a thing at a gas station, and it's awkward because...
I'm going to come in and rob you.
That's going to be... That Bucky's has actually been robbed twice, and they've both been overnight, and that was, like, 2 months ago.
Oh,
both times, God. So... Woohoo! but
dude,
I think they're just looking for someone who's willing to work those shifts. Like, this is a warm body that could die.
Dude,
need more meat for the slaughterhouse.
Be like, dude, let me get a picture for Facebook.
Yeah, take a picture with.
But I forgot what I was gonna say now. Oh, I keep seeing I keep seeing
we're
people
a gas station.
People keep coming in, and they'll be like, I thought you were joining the Navy, but I guess this is nice. This is a good thing to do. And I'm like, no, I'm still doing that. This is a summer job. Like, yeah, sure it is. It's always awkward trying to convince people that I'm not going to work at a gas station forever.
Yeah, how'd that job interview go when you're like, yeah, I'd love to work here. I'm going to leave in a few months, but you can spend the time to train me now so I can leave.
Well, my first question, like, because I guess the person I got the application from was from the general manager. And I was like, hey, would you mind hiring someone for, like, maybe 6 months? And she's like, 6 months? That'd be awesome. No one sticks around that long. I'm like, oh shit. So I might have backed myself into a corner with this job. Because, like, the longer I stay here, the next job will just lose that much time if I leave. So, like, hey, 3 months? You'll take me for 3 months? But, so, yeah, I just thought it was funny. She's like, man, people leave after like a month and a half. 6 months would be awesome.
Damn.
That's great.
So, Matt, did you do anything eventful besides, you know, Andy's
bar mitzvah?
Yeah. No, I just went to Andy's thing. That was fun. Bought him a shot of whiskey. He hated it. I hated it.
Well, yeah, whiskey's...
Why would you do that?
Bought him a shot of rum, too. He hated it.
See, I don't remember the rum.
The rum I hated more than the whiskey. Well, the thing is, Andy actually had a drink with him, so he was able to chase it. I, on the other hand, didn't have a drink with me. I should have gone. Yeah, so I took the shot, and I'm sitting there going,
I don't like it. I don't know.
Man.
And that also happened with those the redheaded slut shots.
Oh, yeah, those were bad.
One, it started a theme, which people would buy way too many shots. Way more than we needed. Oh, I'm going to get to Andy here in a second. But so we have a bunch of those. I take one. And the first thing I say was, no! Ugh!
Yeah.
And then there was like another one left. And they're like, oh, there's one more left. Anyone want it? I'm like, I'll take it. No again!
Yeah, they weren't very good.
Yeah, they were awful, man.
Well, when I was there for New Year's, they had, like, what, the ectoplasm or whatever that was? Like, the green?
Oh, yeah.
Those ones were good.
The tower shots? Okay, so I told the story.
Kind buds. That's what they're called.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway.
I told the story before the podcast, so guys, act like this is the first time I'm telling you guys the story. Andy and I are walking up. Andy's far gone by this time. Andy and I are walking up to order some drinks, and this is when I was ordering you the rum shots.
Dick.
You said if you buy it, I'll drink it. Damn.
Oh, yeah, I said that to a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, you needed permission from Camilla.
Did I?
Yeah, I was right in front of you when you asked that, and then you guys had, like, kiss on it, and everyone was like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, gay.
When?
I think I do remember you saying something along the lines.
I had to take a rum shot?
Yeah, or no, there was the buy. If he buys it, I drink it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, I think Camilla thought I was just going to keep buying you stuff, but, you know, I don't want to spend that much money. So.
So you just want to buy him, like, horrible stuff.
So I only buy
well,
two
see,
shots.
I said
Come
that
on.
In case that maybe if Matt did buy me something horrible, Camilla might...
Might drink it instead.
Might, no.
Step in.
Like, yeah,
take
step
the bullet.
In and be like, hey, you shouldn't drink that.
Step in, fight Matt off.
So yeah, fight me off. Jesus Christ. Slap the shit out of me all night. I was getting pissed, honestly.
There was that you told me not to catch her.
It Camilla was funny at first, but then I was like, okay, if you were a man, I would have punched you.
Camilla, like, sprinted at me, and she's like, catch me, and Matt's like, don't catch her, don't catch her, it's a trap! And I'm like, what? I think he's joking, so I catch her, and then, you know, she hugs me, and Matt's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because when she did that to me at your party, she slapped me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, walking up with the rum shots.
Anyway, so we walk up to the thing to, you know, buy some stuff, and Andy's like, how many shots do you think I should buy? I look over, and I, you know, the party's kind of dwindling at this point. It's getting later. Some people had to work in the morning. So there was about 9 people left. I think one wasn't drinking, and one was done, so there's 7 people left drinking. Andy goes, how about 30? I'm like, Andy, 30? And so he goes, okay, I'll get 20.
And so he gets 20. The moderation.
So he gets 20 of these, you know, $1.50 tower shots mm-hmm. that are just like, I mean, they're not that expensive, but he got 20 of them.
Kool-Aid.
And I ended up drinking, I think, 4 of them or something. Jesus. Well, because I drank one, and then you know, everyone else had one.
And there was a big collection of it.
And then there was a second round, and everyone else drank one. And then there was a few more left, and I'm like, does anyone want one? Does anyone want this one? Okay, no. So I drank it. And then the second one, I just drank it. I didn't even ask because no one wanted them. So
I guess I was doing good all the way up to like 180th and Q. Kim, I guess, drove past the street and had to flip a Yui really quick.
Oh,
cool. As soon as she did the Yui, I was like, Kim, knock the car. And then I guess I just opened the door and was like,
it's good.
But I would have been good if that Yui didn't have happened.
Yeah, I thought you were doing pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we made the plan. I'm not sure if you remember, Andy, but we
I
were
do.
Gonna. Yeah. I figured you would. You weren't totally buzzed.
Yeah.
So, or you were buzzed,
well,
but you weren't totally drunk.
Yeah,
so.
No, yeah.
So we were going to day drink, like, the 16th of October after I turned 21.
All right.
Yeah.
We're just going to start at, like, 9 or 10 in the morning and just get a good clean buzz going throughout.
Yeah, because
we actually may have to reschedule because it's not a Tuesday, but, like, maybe a Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah, whatever it is. Because, you know, his weekends are booked.
Yeah.
Before he leaves for the Navy. So we said, well, let's hang out on a weekday. And we're like, I think Skyler brought it up. He's like, why don't we just day drink? And so
it's like, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and so we're going to day
just
drink.
Get some, like, fucking 40s.
We were going to get boxes of wine or something. And and watch The Price is Right.
Oh, my God.
So
all
right. my actual birthday, October the 9th, is on a Tuesday. And Tam, the guy who's been here on a few times, we always go to Pie Wednesday at Village Inn.
Nice.
For, you know, free pie in the morning. And I'm still going to keep that up on October the 10th. So October the 9th rolls around, and I'm just going to get shit-faced, like, throughout the entire night, go to sleep for about 2 to 3 hours, wake up, and stumble into Village Inn drunk. That's my plan.
They're probably used to that.
Is Tam going to be with you?
Yeah, no, he's okay. Probably going to be my DD. All
right.
He usually drives me there, but yeah.
You're da-da.
Da-da.
This is a long opening.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
But before we start, I got a shot.
All right, he's going to take a shot with his bottle. It's not looking good this week. What happened to it?
I don't know what the fuck just happened. Does that count?
It never came down.
I tossed it, and it just...
It, yeah, it, like, hit the shelf, and...
What?
It's
Does that count, or do I get a mulligan, or what?
I'll give you a mulligan.
Okay. We'll give you a mulligan with that.
We'll try this again. Jesus, it's never happened before. All right. Yeah!
Oh, I made it!
Yeah! I'm so proud. And I have a second water bottle, so we might increase the shot percentage or, you know, keep it right where it is.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, let's go into gaming news, guys.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I forgot something in the opening, but I just don't know.
I don't know.
Did something?
I mean, I did my two things.
Did something happen?
As I got a quick question. As a manager, do you have to deal with labor at the UPS store?
No, but that's because I have four other employees.
Yeah,
it's not hard.
I had to
deal with scheduling thing. The scheduling part isn't hard, but there's other things like managing inventory and stuff like that. That's a little more difficult. But when there's five employees, including myself, that's not the difficult part. And all the employees are very fantastic. Yeah, I work with a lot of good people.
Cool. Guess one of those good people can't be me.
I don't have any room, damn it.
I'm going to work at a gas station. Overnight.
It takes a long time to train people, and then by the time you're trained, you're going to be gone.
Just make me do only the easy things, like operate the the foam peanut dispenser. I could be that guy.
See, then I do have to worry about labor. Well, you know, it's one of our slow hours, and we got one guy operating peanuts.
Go home. I've been here 25 minutes.
All right, guys. So E3 starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Monday, June 4th. So as you can understand, I don't have much for gaming news because it's all waiting.
Yeah, last week it was a big hold your breath before the plunge. So I imagine this week it's even worse.
Oh, shit. Nope.
Ooh, E3. Here it comes. Okay. Here's the story. Do you have an Xbox 360?
No, oh, God, I can't.
No,
did
I don't.
You fart?
Do you?
I did fart. I held my breath. And he can always pick them out. Like,
yeah, I'm a good fart.
When we were chilling on the deck at Matt's, you picked all of them out. Every one of them. Even the ones that were...
I'm a fart whisperer.
Okay. Xbox 360.
Do you own Skyrim?
Yes.
Yes, but not, you know, yes.
Okay, well, for Xbox 360 players that own Skyrim, Bethesda is wanting beta testers for their Dawnguard DLC. If you go to, it says click here, let me hover over this link. I said hover! Dawnguard.something.com. I remember from earlier, but now it won't show me. If you register for an account on the Bethesda forums and take a minute to answer a few survey questions, then you're entered in to possibly be a beta tester.
What do you beta for a single player game?
Bugs, stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, Skyrim's full of bugs.
There could still be bugs, at least, in it.
Yeah. Like, I've walked into two mountains in Skyrim. Well, not really all the way into the mountains, but, you know, behind the rocks.
I love how easy it is to climb in that game.
Oh, yeah. You
fucking jam triangle and move left and right.
Climbing was the easiest in Oblivion with the paintbrush trick.
Oh, yeah.
You just drop a paintbrush and it would hover in air.
They totally
get to places you weren't supposed to get to.
You could, if you did the Thieves Guild, spoiler alert, and you got the Spring Hill Jack boots,
mm-hmm.
You could keep them if you made a ladder of paintbrushes.
Sweet.
All right, this next story is from the Andy News Analysis League, otherwise known as Anal.
Anal's been cooped up for a while.
It's been a few weeks since Anal.
Yeah.
I'm glad Andy's pooping again. He was getting stopped up.
Anytime there's not a story from Anal, Matt's always like, "Are you okay? How's your bowel movements?"
That's when I do all my reading.
For people that don't know that, and they're like, why the fuck do you care about his bowel movements? Andy always says he sends me stories when he's on the pod.
Yeah.
So when I don't get stories, I'm like, Andy, you okay? Need a little bit more fiber in your diet?
Everything okay down there?
You
can get a mix, you know. You can mix it into your bottle of water when you're sitting here.
I drink olive oil.
I'll keep your fiber here.
Olive oil mixed with prune juice.
It goes right through.
I have some prunes, too. You can drink some fiber mix, eat some prunes.
No,
snort some Ex-Lax.
Die.
Snort it. That's the best way to do it.
Gets right in your system, man.
Just squirt it in.
A new report from Games Industry International claims that inside sources have said that Sony is currently working on a deal with cloud gaming company Gaikai, I hope that's how it's pronounced, to bring backwards compatibility to Sony products.
Which would be neat.
Oh yeah, this looks amazing. Yeah. Though details are still shaky, the report suggests that the deal could bring PS2 and PS1 games to all manner of Sony products, not just PS3 and Vita. It even speculates that Sony-branded televisions might get in on the action.
Streaming games. Awesome. That'll be fucking
I've
sweet.
I've always wanted to play Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six 2 on my PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah.
This would offer Sony two key benefits if it turns out to be true. For starters, it would finally allow Sony to make backwards compatibility standard across the PS3, as players who purchase the 40-gigabyte console still can't play PS2 games. The second benefit, as GI International suggests, is that this would be a wonderful testing ground for the next generation. This would allow Sony the opportunity to get its feet wet in cloud gaming before committing to it with the PS4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm one of the unfortunate people who still have a 40 gig PS3.
Yikes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's everything wrong with that. It's the only one that's not backwards compatible.
No, all the new Slims aren't.
Oh.
Ooh, that sucks.
The only ones that are the original 20 and 60.
You trade out it being a Slim by having it four times more memory. So.
Yeah.
I have the shitty memory and the not backwards compatible.
All right, Nintendo has unveiled its hardcore Wii U controller.
Which looks like an Xbox 360 controller.
It does, but the gist of it is that it looks like a controller you can actually use for games that are ported to the Wii U that were normally only on 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
So it does seem like the Wii U, even though it was like, no, we're going to get back into hardcore gaming. Check out this tablet.
Yeah.
It actually does seem like they're going to have something set up for
hardcore games.
Hardcore quote-unquote gamers.
Well, I mean, maybe then big boy gaming companies can start releasing games for the Wii U then.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I mean, honestly, with this controller, and if they had a good online, perhaps a free online,
or something you didn't have to fucking exchange a 30-digit code for.
Yeah, and get rid of the fucking friend codes first of all.
But, yeah.
But with this and a good online system, hey, the Wii U could be a great console. Just period. It could be awesome. It could be worth getting.
It prints money.
But I mean, the fact that it's like doing that stutter step to just get to the generation of graphics and stuff now. I mean, that's kind of.
It's always kind of been Nintendo's MO, at least lately.
Yeah.
Ever since
N64.
I would say GameCube. But I don't think they intended it with the GameCube. It just kind of wasn't up to.
Well, I mean, it seemed that, like, N64, then Sony had discs.
Oh, well, that's true.
Then GameCube went to discs, but then you had PS2 and Xbox, and they had online.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Wii that had online, but in that stupid Wiimote. And then PS3, Xbox 360. And then by then, it was just out.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
E3.
But, yeah, I agree with you now.
They've been playing Leapfrog, and now it seems like they have to stutter step to get a full step behind.
All right, guys. Kurt Schilling, former Major League Baseball player, had his own company called 38 Studios.
That was his studio?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Which went out of business May 24th.
Aww.
He got a $5 million loan to stabilize the company, and he did it through gold pieces.
What?
Some 200 pounds of South African Krugerrands, Canadian Maple Leafs, and American Eagles.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't understand.
He secured a loan in gold coins.
Damn.
Okay.
I just find that amazing.
like
he owned these coins already, and he was just like, hey. Or he got the loan in gold coins.
That would be amazing if you got the loan in gold coins. But yeah, anyway, went out of business. Gold coins didn't save them.
Oh, that's lame.
Did you know gold and butter is recession proof?
Butter, huh?
Yeah, butter.
Did you also know that printer ink's more expensive than human blood?
I think we went over that one
two
podcasts ago, but yeah, I do now. And bottled water is more expensive than gasoline.
Yeah, you rarely buy gallons of bottled water, though.
Yeah.
Unless you buy the gallon bottles.
Well, I guess. But those are like 86 cents.
Yeah.
I walk by them at the store and like a bottle of water like this one here, 16.9 fluid ounces. Can you give us 1.1 more? One of these is like
just take these
$2 or something,
out.
You know?
It's easy grip. Nah, fuck it.
But the big gallon ones are always like, they're cheap as shit.
Yeah.
Same with like regular pop bottles and like the 2 liter.
Yeah.
A regular pop is like $1.50, and a 2 liter is like 99 cents or something.
Yeah.
It's like, the fuck?
Buy more sugar.
GameStop rolls out Android tablets with preloaded games to 1,600 stores. GameStop just announced widespread availability of Android tablets throughout its chain of retail stores. This comes after a 200-store trial that started last October. These aren't ordinary Android tablets, though. Keep that in mind. Not ordinary Android tablets. GameStop is preloading the Samsung, Asus, Acer, and Toshiba tablets with extra gaming titles such as Sonic, Riptide, and Kongregate Arcade App, and a free issue of GameStop's gaming magazine, Game Informer.
Oh, fuck that. They'll plug that in anywhere.
And if you pay the extra $50, GameStop will just come and just finger your butthole for you some more.
Oh, yeah. You get a dildo and a free fingering. Get that shit finger out of that way. God damn it. Fuck GameStop. I'm so done with them.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, since the OnLive thing and I got Skyrim, I haven't been into a GameStop ever.
Yeah.
So.
I walk by and I'm like, yeah, I don't need to buy any games.
Yeah. Oh, I go into GameStop. They're torturing that man.
Why are they chaining him to the wall? They're ripping off his clothes. Oh God! Don't put it in him.
GameStop, no.
Someone just had a flashback. Let's listen to this right now. That happened. That happened to me.
It just reminds me of South Park, the Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
They're raping him. Squeal, squeal like a pig. Yeah,
squee.
Get him, Steve! Get him!
That's got to be some tandem clip between you and Andy right there. Yeah.
Squee!
Squee! Anywho.
So E3's coming up, and next week we'll probably have, like, it might be all gaming news. Quite possibly.
I heard that. Yeah, nice.
But no, that was a chair. He thought I farted again.
Yeah, I love how when you said that was the chair, Andy looks at you like,
yeah.
That was the chair.
Yeah.
All right. Onward.
Onward. Let's go on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo. I don't know if this is technology news per se, but it's awesome, so we're going to do it. Norway is selling a super villain starter set.
I saw the headline, but I didn't read it.
Huh.
Norway is selling off its defunct, and I hope I pronounce this right, Olasfern Naval Submarine Base for $17.5 million.
Not bad.
That sounds awesome.
The property includes 13,500 square meters of surface buildings, 2,500 square meters of sub-docking space, and even 25,000 square meter mountain resort.
Jesus.
Sorry, I farted again. I farted, then Andy looked over at me. He's like... But yeah,
that'd
that
be
sounds...
crazy.
And it's what,
dude,
17...
Kickstarter project, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
We need to buy a...
Three hit combo wants a villain base. Yes.
It's $17.5 million.
Yeah. So we're going to need that money. We're going to need money to travel over there. Money to spruce the place up.
All right. How about $20 million?
We're going to have, like, horrible gaudy decorations, too, when we spruce it up. It's going to be, like, an alligator eating a shark, which is eating a bear, which is then eating that alligator. And that's going to be our chandelier. There's going to be a candles coming out of every orifice.
We're going to, in the main room over a fireplace, we're going to have one of those fucking singing bass fish.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, singing bass fish?
We're going to have an organ player and automated lightning every time,
we're gonna have puke green shag carpets.
All right.
That way we can just puke and forget about it.
Or you can puke and forget about it.
Yeah.
I spun around too quick. Oh no, here it comes.
Just throw up in the fireplace.
But I'm serious about that chandelier. That's going to be in my house someday. Three animals eating each other and then have like candles on their eyeballs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, like you'll be able to afford it working at a gas station until you're 40.
I'm going to join the Navy, I promise.
It's going to happen.
Well, he's past the point of no return. They come to find you, I think.
Yeah, I signed my contract. I told them I'm leaving.
Yeah. So if you try to be like, no, I want to work, they will take you.
Apparently, they go in like really in depth with the background checks of people I know.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, like it's people I'm related to, people they know, people they're related to, and then people I work with and their people I work with, friends, and then they're, you know.
Oh, shit. They're going to find that thing with Andy about Tyler's and Tiaras.
Yeah.
They're going to wonder why
are you guys involved in
anymore.
Any Russian conspiracies?
Not lately.
Apparently, when someone I know who, like, he when he went to join the Navy, his fiance's sister went to the Russian embassy when she was 14 on a dare and signed the logbook and then left. And that popped up. And they, like, oh, pulled him out of basic training. He's like, why was she here? What are you going to have to explain this? And they're like, I don't know. That was, like, 30 years ago. Like he had no idea what was happening. But.
Oh my god!
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have a clean record. Okay. I mean, I did get a speeding ticket when I was 16, but
god damn it, man, that's gonna keep me out.
But I took a stop class, so that went off the record officially. But it's probably still there somewhere.
Yeah, FBI still keeps it.
I should be good.
Andy said he should be good.
Yeah. I mean, I took a
except
back
for that, you know, when he was arrested for that lingerie comment. Way back in November.
Yeah. They're probably going to listen to this podcast and be like, yeah, I don't know if we can bring this guy aboard.
They know. Anywho.
Which internet companies protect you from the government and which don't?
Cox.
Cox is not on here, but Cox does pretty good.
Muffin
Cox does pretty good.
Muffinproxy.com.
This is kind of a... It's kind of an infographic from Gizmodo.
Is it 4chan? Is 4chan on?
No, 4chan is not on here. I don't even know what this one company is. Andy, do you recognize this logo?
Nope.
Yeah, I got no clue what that is. So we're gonna we're gonna skip that one probably. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah, I got no clue. Anyway.
I think that's BP.
Basically, this infographic has a bunch of internet companies and then gives them stars if they do a certain thing, like tell users about data demands, which is basically what I believe is it tells you why it's getting the data it's getting.
Oh.
Another one is be transparent about government requests, fight for user privacy in the courts, and fight for user privacy in Congress.
All right.
Sounds good.
We'll start off here with which companies tell users about data demands. Dropbox does. Google has half a star, so it kind of does. LinkedIn does. Sonic.net does. That one company we don't even know what it is does. And Twitter does. Nice. Now, who does not? Amazon, Apple, AT&T, Comcast, Facebook, Foursquare, Looped, Microsoft, MySpace, Skype, and Verizon and Yahoo.
Oh, man, I'm going to shut down my MySpace. Shit. What, does MSN Messenger do any of those?
I think ICQ
is my thing and LiveJournal going to be okay?
Better close down my Neopets account.
Oh, dear. God damn it.
not my Grumble.
Grumble? I think that's one. Yeah.
Grumble.
I think that's a Neopet. I don't know. It's been a while.
I don't know either. Which companies are transparent about government requests? Well, Dropbox is, Facebook kind of is, Google kind of is, LinkedIn is, Sonic.net is, this other company we don't know kind of is, and Twitter kind of is transparent.
Google sounds like it's, you know, getting a little sketchy, like buying these votes. Who are you going to give us half a star instead of no
star? Yeah, the half
a
stars are kind of sketchy. which companies are not transparent about government requests? Amazon, Apple, AT&T, Comcast, Foursquare, Looped, Microsoft, MySpace, Skype, and Skype. Verizon and Yahoo.
Skype. Yeah.
You'd think Google would get the other half a star there. Like, you'd have half over here and then half. Like, we're kind of transparent, but we're kind of not transparent. Like, you can't swing both ways. And
now, which companies fight for user privacy in courts? Well, Amazon finally makes a list. It does that. Comcast gets its only star there. Google does, gets a full star this time. So now they have two pendants of life.
Whoa.
One more, and they can make it through the temple without getting caught by all the temple guards.
Nice.
Only if they could put together the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. Then they're golden.
They never can. They're always. You have to put, yeah.
Sonic.
It's a whole rage fest.
Sonic.net does, Twitter does, and Yahoo fights for your right in court.
Fights for your right.
Now, the companies that don't, Apple, AT&T, Foursquare, Looped, Microsoft, MySpace, Skype, and Verizon.
Oh, MySpace.
And the final one. Do they fight for user privacy in Congress? And this one is mostly good. Amazon does, Apple does, AT&T does, Dropbox does, Facebook does, Google does, LinkedIn does, Loop does, Microsoft does, Sonic.net does, and Twitter does.
Sweet. Not bad.
Now, which companies don't? Comcast, Foursquare, MySpace, Skype, Verizon, and Yahoo. Huh? Sonic.net was the only company to get all four stars.
Nice. I don't even know what the fuck that website is.
Me neither. Verizon, Skype, MySpace, and Foursquare didn't get a single star.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it. I don't understand the purpose of Foursquare. Like, you just check into places, and then you get, like, coupons. And
I figure girlfriends trick their boyfriends into playing the game, so then they know where they are at all times.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Or needy parents.
Yeah. Let's play Foursquare, Jimmy. You were... Where?
Why did they say you were at the playhouse?
Go ahead. You can fire away. Fire away your shot.
Did I not make it?
That was the wrong button.
It was pretty well timed. Did it go behind?
Yeah, we're behind.
Oh, David, that thing's so full.
Yeah, it did bounce off there and go.
I think we should maybe count like half. Can we do half?
All right, fine. We'll do half. What the fuck can I play for that?
The dun dun duns. I don't know.
Giggity giggity, giggity goo. Stick around.
I have mixed feelings about that one. Okay.
Scruffy believes in this company.
That's how I feel about MySpace. I'm gonna stick around. Okay.
Scruffy believes in this company.
Oh. The fuck was that?
Oh, that was me.
Okay.
Shifting in my chair. Nice.
That was Storge, stop. UN takeover of the internet must be stopped, the United States warns.
Even what?
It's international.
Yeah, I know. Here, let me get into this. Democratic and Republic. Oh god, there's so much here.
Me.
Democratic and Republican government officials warned this morning that the United Nations summit in December will lead to a virtual takeover of the internet if proposals from China, Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia are adopted. It was a rare point of bipartisan agreement during an election year, a proposal that Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin... Oh, yeah, we're bringing that back. described last year as handing the UN international control of the internet.
He was just putting it in there.
These are terrible.
Put his hat in the ring.
These are terrible ideas. Rep. Fred Upton, a Michigan Republican, said during a U.S. House of Representatives hearing, "They could allow governments to be putting monitoring. God, that wasn't even good. Governments to monitor and restrict content or impose economic costs upon international data flows." Basically, what's happening is countries like Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Iran. Want to create a UN policy that dictates the internet.
They're just putting in their 2 cents.
Speaking of puns, I sent Skylar a good one yesterday.
Oh, god damn it. You want me to run through it or you want to?
I got it.
It's yours. So.
Andy, did you know I started a book on anti-gravity recently?
No way.
Yeah, it's impossible to put down.
I was sitting there, and, like, I told that to my friend who was sitting next to me, and he's like, "You shut the fuck up right now." Like, he didn't even crack a smile, and I'm like, it was a text. That wasn't actually me. Who was worried he was going to fight me? Get out. Come on. We're going to see what's what, you and me. You tell me those jokes. You're better than that. But yeah, I could. I don't know. The internet is a very dangerous tool in the hands of people, and I could understand how governments are afraid of that. Like, I mean, it's.
Look at him. He joins the Navy, and he's like, "Well, you know, I understand where the government's coming from."
Hey, do you know what the Navy's thing is? A global force for good. And that's what I am.
You are Team America.
Yeah. So I mean, like,
Skyler joining the global force for
good.
Yeah.
So,
America.
So it just seems that like a lot of countries that kind of fight for more political power over their people than other countries like America, or we'll say Canada instead.
Canada. America.
But, like, you know, free speech laws and stuff exist very prominently in North America.
America.
Rather than, you know, in the Middle East and Asia and stuff like that. So it kind of makes sense that they'd want to have one unified thing for the internet.
North America.
It all depends on what side of the globe you're on.
Europe.
If Facebook wants Opera, analysts predict a $1 billion price tag.
Why the fuck would they want Opera?
This actually makes a really good point, but still, Opera should fucking take that shit. Opera software could cost Facebook over $1 billion as competition from Google and others would push up the price tag. Opera, which is coveted for its advanced mobile phone and software technology, could be a perfect fit for Facebook. But the firm's business is also vital to some of the industry's biggest players. Any bid is likely to attract others to the table. They say Opera would be sensible for Facebook on several levels. It would enhance the now limited mobile experience of Facebook, improve Facebook's mobile monetization problem, help Facebook retain online game developers leaving the social network over lack of a mobile platform, and further improve Facebook's ability to target ads.
Dude, Facebook's app does suck.
Yeah, it's
fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I just do it on my mobile.
The mobile web's even.
Well, on Virgin Mobile, it's actually Opera browser, so. Or it's the Virgin Mobile browser, but it's done through Opera servers and stuff. So, I mean.
Yeah. Now, Opera's mobile browser can compress data by as much as 90%.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really light.
Saving consumers on data charges, which has the technology to better display ad. A key factor for Facebook, which struggled to convert its rapidly increasing traffic to mobile platforms. Because it can't compress that shit. People are having problems.
Bitches need to suit up.
Shit needs to get done.
Opera has about 200 million mobile and mini subscribers and has also built a significant market share in key emerging markets such as India, Brazil, and Asia, where Facebook has been weak.
Oh, you want Opera?
Oh, Jackie Chan's back.
Oh, hey, I bring Opera. I call Jackie Chan Adventure. Tennessee. Oh, you're 17.
Yeah, Opera's new slogan should be Opera when you're done fucking around. When you want to get shit done, but it can only be said in a southern drawl, so it's like Opera when you want to get shit done. Done fucking around.
If Facebook pays $1 billion for Opera, their new tagline should be, I know, right? We didn't think so either.
That's awesome.
We made it. Because, like, what is, like, the percentage of browsers? Did that even, like, pop up?
Low. It was, like, from that thing we did, like, last week or the week before.
I think it was, like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
They're in the 10, but...
They are the leading browser in Ukraine, though. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I didn't Google pass Firefox.
Yeah. Google passed Firefox in, like, January.
Yeah, and then...
It briefly passed Internet Explorer, and right now it's sitting, like, 0.2% behind Internet Explorer.
Yeah, nice. my friend just got a new Microsoft computer, and I'm desperately trying to convince him to get off Internet Explorer. Because
Whoa, you have to convince somebody to do that?
Right?
If you have to convince somebody to not use Internet Explorer, they don't deserve to use another
browser.
Well,
I mean, I have to convince his dad,
because
he's old.
Dads are good at that.
He's concerned about things.
Where do you?
What about my favorites? My bookmarks and shit?
You can import that shit.
Right there.
They transfer over.
And what's stupid is their old computer, I'd already convinced them to get Google Chrome. So now it's just get Google Chrome again. Stop fucking around.
Anywho.
All right, guys, that's all I have for technology news. All
right.
So you guys ready for some news?
Yeah.
All right.
Zombies.
And then we also have a girl from Omaha who's hiding a banana. We'll find out where.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Have you ever listened to how you say newscast? It's like, newscast!
I have not.
Yeah. Have you guys
hear the clip again?
No. Okay.
Have you guys ever heard to Florida?
That's good.
We're going to start first with an
update
on a story we did last week.
It's always looking like you're mad at me or something. Yeah, Skyler, but you didn't think we had another update, but here it comes.
The Miami Cannibal.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm getting sick of this because everyone's like, guys, look at all these news stories from the past month in 8 different places. Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, you posted up that thing. It's like the top 7.
Yeah, 7 reasons the zombie apocalypse would fail miserably.
Yeah,
but
good stuff.
Yeah, like I was reading some of those, and they're like, someone in Las Vegas was drunk and bit his friend's nose. Zombies. A couple
I
people
fell
got,
and bit my tongue.
Zombies.
Some people got a mysterious rash. Zombies.
I was eating my flesh. Zombies.
I got serious jock itch. Gross.
According to police, the man who was chewing on another man's face was on a powerful form of lysergic acid diethylamide, a hallucinogen commonly known as LSD. But it's not necessarily LSD. It's this new designer drug, also known as bath salts.
Bat?
Bath.
Bath. Okay, I thought you meant like bat salts. Like
bat salts.
I'm going to poop on your chest, bat salts.
Oh, God. Gotta wait till I get the board up. We need like a hand signal.
I want to poop on your chest.
We'll just do something like really flamboyantly gay. Just like, yeah.
Would you like to try anal?
You can't keep doing those or I got to play clips.
Yeah. I stuck a tampon with vodka in my vagina.
Okay, but
that's going to get me out of the Navy. They know I stick vodka tampons in my vagina.
We're hurting Shit. Andy. We're physically hurting Andy with our comedy.
Anytime he laughs, his shoulder's just been acting up. He's like an old man. It's going to rain.
Hey, I'll have sex with you for 2 double cheeseburgers. No, was that funny?
Sounds like a good deal. All right, anyway.
Basically, he was on this drug called bath salts, also known as plant food. Yeah, I know. Where the fuck are they getting these names? I have not heard a
tangerine
single
tangerine tree.
I have not heard marmalades, guys. I've heard just awful things about fucking bath salts. People getting their arms cut off, going crazy,
eating people's faces.
Zombies.
Well, we didn't do the hand motion. Zombies.
I kind of went up like jazz hands. Zombies.
Now I gotta play something.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
I do indeed. Pass, Skyler. Boy, he was handsome.
For the male baldness kicked in.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that before we started recording. Before I go to basic training, I'm thinking about shaving male pattern baldness into my hair and just being like, beat you to it, fuckers. But I don't know. As I've said before, the Navy loves jokes.
Another thing I said before the podcast was I could feel everywhere Andy's fingers had been.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Now that's on a clip.
Yeah, that's on a
yeah,
clip.
Andy tried to tickle Matt, and Matt has shanks. Or
Andy
has shanks.
Andy has
fingertips.
Bony fingers. And he doesn't have much restraint when he's had a few.
A few, dude. That was like 15.
He's
We weren't that far in. I, at that point, had only had one shot and a PBR.
Like, so. If you guys are ever curious as to what Andy acts like, just watch, like, Scrubs in one of the many episodes John Dorian gets drunk. He's about that handsy and gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good picture of you hugging Wade on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you guys see my comment on that?
Yeah. Gay. No, ultra gay.
The ultra gay seal. Ultra gay.
All right, we're going to stay in Florida here for our next story. And this one, it's not much of a story, but it's just hilarious. Drunken man shouted obscenities at children trying to build a treehouse.
God damn it.
Sounds like... You know what? I hope this is the same guy who did, like, the giant shrub of a middle finger in his front yard. I hope it's that guy. He just gets drunk, sits in his backyard. You'll never do it, fuckers! I dare you to do it!
How old is this man?
41 years old.
Good. He's not that old, man.
He's not even senile.
His name is Arthur Lee Cushman. Apparently, he had been yelling and cursing at kids trying to build a treehouse. A deputy showed up on the scene and saw Arthur asleep, passed out with a half-eaten pork chop in his hand.
God damn it.
He tried to wake him up several times. He finally got him to wake up. The man began to shout profanities. The deputy then told the man to watch his language in front of the children. Instead, Cushman said, fuck!
Like, it just sounds like maybe he just has really, really bad Tourette's. Because, like, he wakes up and just starts yelling profanities. It makes me think, like, he wakes up and just goes like, shit! Balls! Ass sandwich!
He's the actual Tourette's guy.
Boner soup! That's my favorite swear, boner soup.
So that'll do it for Florida. So, oh god, I need a back to the real world clip.
Same game. Could you reverse the Batman?
Let's play this.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time.
Florida!
A legion of doom.
All right, we're going to start off in Ohio.
And we'd have to sit through that every time we went to our multi-million-dollar base. Damn.
Yeah. It'd be worth it for a multi-million-dollar base.
You said it came with a submarine?
It came with an area you could put a submarine.
Damn. Oh, okay. We'd have to buy the fucking submarine then.
Yeah. Rip off. Never mind. Dude, I'm out.
Navy. I wonder who can hook us up with a submarine.
Yeah.
I'll just park my sub here. I don't think this is where it's supposed to go, Skyler. Yeah, don't worry about it. Kill him. Kill him.
That now you're just sitting there like, oh, yeah.
Okay, this is funny. Out of Elyra, Ohio, police in a suburban town say a woman who was cleaning, who owns a cleaning service broke into a house, washed the dishes, took out the trash, and vacuumed before leaving a handwritten bill with her name on it.
What?
Police say Sue Warren broke into a home last week and began tidying up. She didn't take anything. She then wrote out a bill for $75 on a napkin and included her name and address.
What?
So they know where to arrest her.
Yeah. She does own a cleaning business. She's not apparently answering calls right now, but apparently she does this all the time. Breaks into people's houses, cleans up, and leaves them a bill.
I guess it's good advertising. Oh, wait. It's not advertising. It's the actual business. There has to be some sort of clever name for this, like the Marauding Maid.
The Marauding Maid.
Like that's her company title. Marauding Maids.
On my manager book.
Break in cleanup.
The break in band.
Or the break in butlers.
What do you think when all hands on deck is said? And I went, a pirate battle's about to happen, or everybody just needs to be where they're at.
Skylar Joyce.
Oh, apparently the movie Battleship is really good, and people keep asking me to go see it because I'm joining the Navy.
Come on, you're joining the Navy. Let's go watch Battleship. And hey, by the way, when you're done, you want to go play Battleship? Hey, then we can take a bath together and you know, play with little boats.
Bath salts.
Do bath salts.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this comic online. It was someone walked into a Navy recruitment office, and they're like, hey, I'm ready to join the Navy. Did you just watch Battleship? Yeah, get the fuck out of here right now. Apparently, there's now a lot of people. I was doing it before it was cool, and yes, I have my hipster glasses and hat on.
He does. He looks like a total douche right now.
I'm also wearing a tight t-shirt.
At least it's not that fucking tequila one.
Oh, God,
that was a Cuervo one that was made for women.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I did wear that here. Good stuff.
You shouldn't wear that to the fucking recruitment office.
I'm thinking about it. Like, I mean, they're going to be taking pictures and stuff, and I'm going to get, like, a diploma and, like, my duffel bag.
Yeah. Ooh, a duffel
bag. So maybe I should, like, cut it, make it a half shirt.
You're getting a duffel bag?
I think so.
Can you smuggle a submarine in that?
Bring it
sandwich.
To Norway.
Sandwich.
A submarine sandwich. Well, regardless, that works. Bring it to Norway.
We'll park just horrible soggy sandwiches.
Yeah, there's a bunch,
just throw them
there's
out.
A bunch of people are going through her face. And we're like, hey, check out her subs. There's a bunch of soggy sandwiches just in the submarine area.
A collection of like tomatoes and salami and shit just floating around. Just horrible, rotting stench of food.
We took pictures and sent it to Haiti. I figured they'd want to know what's going on.
Was that you, Ocean Master? You were working on a big joke, and I was trying to say something, and then I started choking on my water.
Yep, that was me. That's for that fucking pun. Anti-gravity book.
Oh, so you try to kill me.
Yeah. That's how we do it, a global force for good.
Okay. Right. Still got a little tickle in my throat.
Well, on a random note.
Yeah, that's me.
I feel like I'm back at Andy's.
The mother bread, there's like a mother bread mantra in the book, and it seriously sounds like something Hitler would write to like get the Nazi party all riled up.
I remember you telling me that at your thing.
It's like you pledge allegiance to mother bread and putting a loaf in every arm who comes through the door. Some army shit.
You renounce your allegiance to other countries.
Yeah.
Mother denounce bread, the belief in truth and love and extend our reach to the stars above.
Shut up.
That was a good tie. I like it.
Skylar.
Faggot. You looked at us.
Andy,
like,
that's
Andy,
right.
Yeah. Skylar, faggot, and Andy.
Wow, I guess we know Matt's name. Ah, I got you, fucker.
You looked at me like I was supposed to say something.
I was looking at like, both of you. I was expecting someone to jump in as Jesse or James. I guess it would be James.
All right, let's talk about the Brower boys.
Who?
Let's.
They're apparently, according to this Gizmodo article, a gaggle of wayward youths who committed everything from burglary to sexual assault, and they had made Brooklyn's Crown Heights their stomping ground for the last year. And as teenagers do so often, they bragged about their exploits on Facebook.
Fuckers.
Bragged here, meaning posted a video of exploits and robbing the hell out of people. Oh, these are in quotes.
That's really stupid.
None of which would have gotten them in trouble necessarily had they bothered to form a Brower Boys group. Or as they put here, or maybe a Google Plus circle. For limited sharing. Or if they hadn't accepted a friend request from NYPD officer Michael Rodriguez... Who needs an informant? We've got a news feed.
Old Gizmodo, hey, so Rodriguez.
You don't need any more characters.
Hey.
It's like fucking working with Bugs Bunny over here.
The video and other incriminating Facebook updates helped the cop make 14 arrests and a whopping 102 count indictment.
Damn! That's a lot of things to get charged for.
Oh, that's funny.
So... if you're committing a crime, don't put it on Facebook.
Who the fuck thinks that's a genius idea? I think for like a second, if I was like robbing someone, I'd be like, oh, this would be hilarious to put it, like tag me in this location. Yeah. And then I'd be like, you know what? That's not a great fucking idea.
Andy's out some guy's house.
Yeah.
Taking a TV.
Cleaning up.
Cleaning up.
Oh, I better foursquare this location. I'll be back. They'll hire me for sure.
Oh my God.
Brazilian man Paulo Henrique, or Enrique, Dos Santos, is an incredible Hulk superfan.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, he decided to dress as the superhero for an event, donning the ripped ripped shorts and painting himself green. The thing is about the Hulk, he's only green temporarily. This is from MTV, by the way. I've never used MTV for a news source.
They actually have some goofy-ass news.
Yeah. but Paulo is now permanently in Hulk mode because he used industrial paint intended for ballistics missiles and submarines.
Only in fucking Brazil.
God damn it.
You can get
according to the guy, paint. He took 20 baths in 2 days to no avail and slept in a room lined with plastic bags. I don't know what that was supposed to do.
So he wouldn't stain anything.
So he wouldn't. It's already on him. It's not wet anymore.
You don't know. Anywho.
It was only after friends and neighbors scrubbed him for 24 hours straight that the pigment faded.
Jesus. Yeah, do they have pictures?
Yeah, they got pictures.
Yeah, you
got
to see this.
Okay.
Dude. He looks like Michael Clark.
And it's a bad
Duncan.
Paint job, too. He didn't do a very good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that.
God damn it. Like, it looks like he's trying to look sexy.
Hey, yo, the screen's not coming up.
I'm looking good.
He's like posting with, like posing with a loofah. He's just like,
yeah. Check out the green.
Wouldn't you like to scrub me down? Get in line.
Oh, God.
All right, we're going to finish out the podcast with some Canadian justice. The most polite justice
don't
there is.
Don't you know?
A 53-year-old man, Rory Nelson, was on probation. Or I guess not probation, but he was on parole.
Bath salts?
Parole, yeah. He was on parole. He was arrested on May 31st, 1996 for second-degree murder. He murdered a man who was acquitted of sexually assaulting someone he is related to. So I guess he took the law into
vengeance.
His own hands.
Yeah, vengeance. Justice.
But the man was acquitted, so.
It's not the villain they deserve, but the one they need.
So Rory Nelson, who, you know, for all intents and purposes, is a murderer, was sentenced to a halfway house in Canada. And then he decided to skip town. You know, you got to leave. You finally got your first parole, and now you're out of here, right? He was then eaten by a bear.
There you go.
Canadian justice.
Where's old Mike Ralph Bear?
Was there a mountain lion that came and rescued him from the bear?
No.
A polite twist.
No, that didn't happen. Apparently, well, you know, and they say he was eaten by a bear. He wasn't necessarily killed by the bear. Because apparently they believe he was already dead when a black bear dragged him out of his open car window to feed on him. And that's alarming people in British Columbia because they're afraid that black bears are losing their fear of humans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, damn.
Yeah, because he just went up to
Dude,
him and was
bear
like, hey, what's
cavalry.
Up?
Bear cavalry. Bear cavalry.
There's going to be like a bear militia.
Yeah.
What would the cavalry be? Like Red bears
by,
riding bigger bears?
Red
we'll,
by Ralph
we'll,
Bear.
We'll use a bear cavalry in our secret base in Norway.
Yeah.
It'll be gummy bears. We got gummy bears in the shed and subs in the water. This is the most delicious base ever.
I bet we don't.
The
I bet
Legion
we
of
get,
Food.
I bet we couldn't get internet out there.
Norway, I mean, Norway is supposed to have pretty good internet. So
there's like what? There's that one lady who can download a full sized movie in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That's in Norway or Sweden.
I mean,
or something.
Did we do that on the podcast or was that something we just like read?
I read it.
You read it? Okay, because I remember hearing or seeing something about that. You probably told me before.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. She could get like a full full length, like 2.5 hour movie in like 3.5 seconds.
Damn.
With like that's how good her bandwidth is.
We could also build a house out of gingerbread.
This sounds like it's getting
that
worse
could be
and
our
worse.
Bunker.
We could have a zoo full of animal crackers.
Jeez. Nope.
I think we're good. Is that it for the podcast?
We could put a big moat around everything.
Oh, yeah,
hot
do it.
Sauce.
I'm trying, do it hot sauce.
I'm trying to be polite, but I really have to poop.
Okay.
Gotta go.
All right. I'm done. I'm out of ideas.
That'll do it for news, and that'll do it for us here at 3 A Combo Podcast.
Oh, no. I thought you had a thing going. No, continue.
Oh, okay.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast.
And Twitter.
Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That's number 3 PC stands for podcast.
And Google.
Fuck Google. And you can find us on YouTube. Search 3hitcombopodcast.
Be sure to add the podcast.
NGPXGaming.net.
Be sure to add the podcast or you get God of War.
Subscribe
videos.
On iTunes.
Email
Did you
us
mention
at
Facebook.
Yeah, that was the first thing I mentioned.
Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
Number three. All right, you want to do the goodbye part?
So
goodbye.